Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Dr. Arki Cencute back on the show. Arki is a longtime original member of our Brain Trust. He is a medical doctor, but for the last several years, he's been focusing on helping people understand the concept of not only of trust, but how to leverage trust, how to use it the right way. Trust as a not just the right thing to do, but as a business best practice. He's the author of one of my secular Bibles built on trust. My copy is totally destroyed. I've used it so much, and both of my last two books were heavily influenced by Arki and his work in that book. Arki Cencute, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
Hey, Arki, I've had three China experts on the show in the last 2 weeks talking about the coronavirus. In fact, you know, all three of them were on before it kind of is. It appears it may be getting out of hand. We were wondering if it was going to become a pandemic. But you're an actual medical doctor. You're a doctor, an MD. I'd like for you to talk to us about the coronavirus from your perspective. What do you think?
I think that the best information, first of all, it is a trust issue. And trust, what I mean by trust is two things: confidence, that's emotional, and a track record. You know, how often are the statistics and the promises kept? So it is a trust issue. Particularly it's a trust issue because there's a lot at stake, meaning our health and our business. And number two, we don't know a lot. So those are two elements, a lot at stake and a lot of mystery that are true in business and that are true in life.
Part of the trust issue is, of course, we started out with China and the way they handled it.
Yes.
And now we're wondering, based on what we heard yesterday, we're wondering if we can really believe the CDC. They kind of were, I felt like they might have been overreacting a little bit, maybe to cover their own backside. But from a medical standpoint, what do you know about the coronavirus? Tell us what you know from a medical standpoint, from a scientific standpoint.
I know that the preliminary statistics, and again, there's a trust issue there with some of that, show that there's a 2% or 1.9%, whenever you read, mortality rate.
Yeah.
Now, most of the time with viruses like this, the vulnerable people are people who have a health problem or are elderly.
They're already compromised. Maybe they're heavy smokers, even if they're not older. They've got diminished lung capacity of some kind.
That's right. Now, that's worrisome, the 2%, because the regular flu that we're used to with our vaccines and all of our lifestyle and so forth is far less, 0.1%
right.
Is more like a mortality. So there's a lot at stake. And it's a trust issue. The statistics coming out of China is a trust issue. We don't know how reliable that is. There's a track record there. And it's not always reassuring. The vaccine right around the corner, which is what the administration says, I think there's an issue there, too, because it's not really closure. And we know that it takes a year to a year and a half to develop a vaccine.
Can they fast-track that? Is it possible to fast-track that in a safe way?
Well, fast-track would be maybe 8 months, a year. I mean, there are brilliant companies out there, don't get me wrong, that have made a lot of progress, you know, with HIV and Hep C and so forth.
Right.
These people, believe me, they're on it.
Using your numbers there, Arki, if only 10% of Americans get the coronavirus, one out of 10 get coronavirus over the next year, and there's a 2% mortality, then we're talking close to 1 million people die.
That's right. That's right. And so I personally, so this is what's tough about it, you know. It's because you have to wait. It's like the CEO goes to goes to the head engineer and says, okay, when are we going to have a prototype? And the head engineer says, soon, okay? Well, that's pretty tough to plan around.
But people are afraid. People are afraid to commit because there's so much unknown. Would a trust thing be to say we just don't know? Would it be a trust thing to just say we don't know? Yeah, right now.
There would be a trust statement for me. Yes, there's a lot of unknowns, but there are some points at which we will gain more information and define those points. And I would say
Hold on. We got to take a quick break. I'm going to get Archie to pick back up on this after the break. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.